Attention fellow Gleeks. Prancing through the hallways, singing other artists' songs, relating to their problems, chewing away and judging at other teenagers, in preppy short skirts and curly ponytails, are back. And this season has been better than ever. In the most recent episode, the traditional high school students have graduated and moved on. Well, most of them. But no matter what, they will always call the auditorium their home. Therefore, the first number is most of the alumni, Quinn, Finn, Puck, Mike, Mercedes, and Santana, singing a mashup of Homeward Bound and Home.
If you get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone.
No, you're not alone.
Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Home for the holidays, just like we promised.
Although this Thanksgiving special aired a week after Thanksgiving, it was worth the wait. All the different faces, bodies, skin tones, and clothes vary, which makes the high school multiplicity even more believable. Tons of drama goes down, sectionals heat up tension, including performances by the Warblers and New Directions, and relationships are reconciled. New students are introduced, which creates more diversity than before. Miley, a normal girl trying to fit in, is torn between two guys, Ryder, who is cute but dyslexic, and Jake, who comes off as a bad boy. Other Gleeks include Unique, who is gay, and Kitty, who is a bratty bulimic cheerleader. Naturally, when the old cast visits, Finn, who is in charge of Glee right now, asks them to be mentors for sectionals. Thus, all of the graduates are paired with the students most similar to them. Between all of this, back in NYC, Rachel and Kurt, both also alumni, are reconciling their relationships and having a Thanksgiving party themselves. All this diverse, exaggerating drama, singing, dancing, and competition makes Glee a great show for teens and women that relates to all high school experiences. Some of their song choices in the latest episode disappointed me. For example, guest star Sarah Jessica Parker, Rachel, and Kurt all sang a mashup of Turkey Lurkey Time and Let's Have a Kiki during their Thanksgiving party. Despite it's a holiday special and they looked like they were having fun performing it, I think this number was absurd and senseless. The camera flips back and forth between the star Marley putting makeup on and primping for sectionals and Rachel flashbacking to her first performance. Their sectionals performance was another bizarre song choice, Gangnam Style. This made me question why I watch Glee. The opposing group, the Warblers, sang a mashup of One Direction's Live Like We Were Young and Flo Rida's Whistle. As always, the girls wore black and gold satin bow dresses, and the boys wore suits and ties. Towards the end of their performance of Gangnam Style, Miley passes out and the episode ends abruptly. It was an interesting way to end the episode because the beginning of the show focused on Miley dreaming about being on stage ever since she was little. This was annoying to me because the preview for next episode seems to backfire on their performance, maybe disqualifying them from sectionals because of the accident. We will see what happens. Will they continue on the next part of their competition or will they be disqualified? Will the old high school alumni make more appearances in the episodes to come?